We are in Chafayim and Aleph, and we are Tanan Hassam. Now, how do I find Tanan Hassam? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16th line from the top. Tanan Hassam. We learned in the Mishnah and Masechta Gittin, Hamayti es Ishta Mishim Shemra, Lo Yachzer. A person divorces his wife because there's a rumor about her. He's not allowed to take her back. We tell him when he divorces her, listen, sir, you're divorcing her because something's going around that you don't like. By the way, not necessarily that she was Mazana. He hears a rumor that his wife speaks Lashon Hara. He hears a rumor that his wife's not acting tzniistically. Doesn't have to be a rumor of actual tznus. We're not dealing with that. But basically, he's divorcing her because of something bad that's being spread about her. So we tell him, listen, sir, we don't want you to ever take her back. Because, and there's a whole sugya in the Gemara in Gittin, but the Gemara here is assuming the reason is, because what happens is, if we allow him to remarry her, so let's say 2 years from now, he finds out that the rumor that was spread about his wife was not true. So he comes to Bezin and says, Bezin, I divorced her under false pretenses. My get's not a get. I divorced her assuming that this is true. And my get's not a get. Now, there's a machlokes rishonim whether his taina is a valid taina or not. But the bottom line is that the second husband who married his wife, now, according to the way Rashi learns, is living in sin. Because he divorced her under the assumption of a shemra. Everybody knew he's divorcing her because of this shemra. He didn't have to make it as a condition. It was self-understood. He ran to Bezin and said, listen, Bezin, I've got to get rid of my wife. She has this bad rumor about her. So if that's true, if he finds out that the rumor is not true, a year later, 2 years later, he has harata that he divorced her. He comes there and says, the get was never a get. That means the kids from the second husband are mamzerim. So in order to avoid that, we say to him, you can never remarry her. I want you to know, this is final. No, nothing. You can't tie into anything. This is a final divorce. Understood. Under no conditions, no nothing. That way, if you find out that the rumor is false 2 years from now, tough. Tough. The same thing is true, Mishum Neder Lo Yavzer. He hears his wife makes Nedarim. He doesn't want to be married to a lady that's making vows. So he comes running to Beth and he says, my wife makes vows. I'm out. I want to divorce her. So we say, listen, you have every right to divorce her. But be aware that the minute you divorce her, you can never remarry her. Don't come into Bezin and say that had I known that she could go be maternetter and take it off and be without the dorm, and I would have never divorced her.
Rabbi?
Two things. Can I just finish? These two things are apt to change. And therefore, we don't want him to come in and claim false pretenses of divorce, mess up the second husband the way Rashi learned. And therefore we tell him, this is final. That's a Mishnah in Gittin. It has nothing to do with our sugya. It has nothing to do with rumors about her, nothing. All we're trying to bring is a Mishnah in Gittin that we're going to apply to whether, if he does marry her, do we break up the marriage. That's what we're going to want to know. Based on our Mishnah that says that sometimes we step in and break up marriages, we want to know what would happen in that case. That's why we're bringing this in. There's no bearing on the cases of our Mishnah when she was accused of one or accused of the other. He was accused, she was accused. That's not the point. We're bringing this Mishnah to find out if he violates the rabbinic law and does remarry her, do we walk over to him and say, listen, you weren't allowed to remarry her, out, or we leave it alone? That's the question. The Mishnah there says, a man divorces his wife because of a rumor or because of a fact that she makes nadarim. We tell him this is final because we don't want him coming and claiming later on that there's a built-in condition in this get which he now finds out was not true, and therefore the get is invalid, and therefore whoever she married was living with a man was a married woman, and the kids are mamzerim. We don't want that happening. Yes, Harvey.
Maybe this is an inappropriate question since it involves Gittin and not our own Masechta, but I don't understand this at all. I don't understand how refusing to let him remarry her affects the validity of the divorce. They seem like two different issues to me. Either he divorced her with conditions, or he didn't divorce her with conditions in his head or explicitly, but forbidding him to remarry her shouldn't affect whether the children with the second husband are mamzerim or whether the marriage to the second husband is...
Okay, so Rashi addresses your question. I'll read Rashi, and as I read Rashi, I'll explain the answer to your question. The Gemara in the third parak of Gittin explains, if you let him take her back, she'll go to a chacham after she gets married. And he'll remove the netter. And the megarish will say, had I known that there's a heter to the netter, if I nicely made a mana of you, would have given me 100 mana, which is 10,000 zuz. I loved her. He will be uprooting his get retroactive for Ikrai, removing it. And this is the answer to your question. We tell him, you should know, you will never be able to take her back. And if you have a love to her, try to maintain the marriage. Don't divorce her. Now, because he hears us and he continues the divorce process, it removes his ability to claim that he only divorced her because of Nedarim. Because we told him, the minute you divorce her, it's final with no condition. We are telling you, you must divorce her without conditions. Because if you have conditions, take care of them. If you're divorcing her, it's because you really don't want her. And the condition is an excuse. Because if you're really only divorcing her because of that condition, don't divorce her. Check it out. Investigate. Find out. Because we're telling you, we are removing your condition. We are making you divorce her without conditions. The E. Megarish Lamahashta, if he continues, Vadai snui yolo. It must be that he really doesn't like her anyway. And therefore, when he comes later and he says, I only divorced her because of Nedarim, we tell him it's false. We warned you then that if it's because of Nedarim, don't do it. And therefore, if you went ahead and did it, it's because you didn't care. It wasn't only because of Nedarim. That's the answer to your question. By warning him and him continuing, he's saying it's not because of what the condition is. I'm not divorcing her because of Nedarim. Because we're telling him, if it's because of Nedarim or Shemra, don't divorce her. Stop, investigate, find out. Find out if she can remove this letter. Find out if the Shemra is true. Do investigation. Just don't run to divorce her. If you continue now, you're telling us that it's unconditional. And therefore, let me explain something. He didn't speak out this condition. This is the key. If you would tell us, I'm only divorcing her because of the condition, we're stuck with that condition. He didn't speak it out. He's claiming that this is an unwritten condition. It's an understood condition. Because that's why he's coming to Bezin. He told us, I'm bothered with my wife, the Nedarim. I'm bothered about that room. So there's an unwritten condition in the get. So that unwritten condition is what we're removing. We're saying there's no condition here. Now, if he says, yes, I'm doing it conditionally, then we can't, I don't know what we would do. But by telling him he can never remarry her, we are telling him, your unwritten condition is not there anymore. Because we're telling you now that if you're basing it on that, don't do it. And then if he continues doing it, unless he tells us specifically that it's conditional, we assume he doesn't really like her anyway. And therefore, he cannot come and say later on, it was conditional.
By the way, am I answering your question? 100%. I'm just curious. It sounds like the pre-divorce procedure abrogates any argument he makes later, and it is really focusing on the divorce, not a remarriage, which is exactly the answer to my question. But what if he would insist it's conditional? What then? Do they just not grant the divorce? What do they do then?
I don't know what they would do. I don't know if they would write to get. I don't know.
Okay.
You know, this is true in everything. A guy insists that I'm divorcing my wife and she pays me $100,000. We write to get, but she should never get married. if she's not paying that $100,000 up front. Because if she doesn't pay it, he can still claim that the get is not functional. Every condition puts the get into doubt. And she should be very careful before she gets remarried. Here, there was no spoken condition. Therefore, she went ahead and got married. And we're afraid he's going to come and claim the unspoken condition. That's what we want to remove. Any spoken condition, a woman should be very careful before she gets married, whether the condition was kept or not, because she's putting herself out for trouble.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
Yes, Corey has his hand up. Yes.
Isn't there a rule that once a woman is divorced from her husband and remarries, she can never remarry?
If it's a valid remarriage. If the get was not a get, she never got divorced. She never got remarried. She lived in sin. Hold 1 second.
She has a from her second husband.
It means nothing. Listen, a married woman married somebody else. Does that mean anything? She's a married woman. He can write her 8 of it. It's not valid. What happens if a person writes, makes himself a rabbi, doesn't know Hilchos Gittin, proceeds and organizes a get for a woman, which is not validly kosher? It's nothing. Yes. Who was the one that asked the question?
I did. Don't they, at the time of the get, tell the husband something, to ask him if he has any conditions or anything like that?
Today we don't do gets and conditions anymore, so it's not the get today. We are mevatel all conditions in a get. But that's not the way they did it then. We're learning Gemara now, not halacha l'maaseh. Yes, Baruch Meister, you had a question.
If she gets a ksuba, obviously she does get
a
ksuba. If he divorces her here,
He gives her a ksuba. He pays her a ksuba. That doesn't affect. Ksuba is a monetary contract. There's no bearing on marital status.
Is there any other she can do that he can take her out with the side dish, without ksuba? She goes even an RV. Can he divorce her and not pay ksuba?
That we had in ksuba. Yeah. He can divorce her without a ksuba. The Gemara said that she does not naik, that's my shivy, who this is also given good seventh American ksuba. Remember? Or my clone, the seventh American.
I'm looking up around 6 years.
Is there a reason that it's mentioned separately? Why just say Mishum or Agul Mishum Adar? Is there a reason it's mentioned that there are other differences?
I don't know. So, that's what we would bring down the mission. Shalach Le Rabba Barahuna.
Can I ask a question?
Yes, you can.
Okay. I just don't remember the halacha. If he doesn't mefer or matir the neder immediately within a day, can Beis Din do it later on?
Absolutely.
So they can do it any time?
Yes.
Okay. My second question is Beis Din normally a marriage counselor that they ask people why they get divorced?
No. A guy runs into Beth and he says, I'm divorcing because. In a Rambam, you don't know, you don't know.
Okay, thank you.
I don't think Beth and are marriage counselors. Today they are. I mean, the rabbi that's Masada Gittin tries to save the marriage before he's Masada the Gittin. Usually, somebody tries to save the marriage.
Okay.
Shalach le Rabbi Barav Huna le Rabbi Barav Nachman. Rabbi Barav Huna sent the following question to Rabbi Barav Nachman. Yilamdeinu Rabbeinu, teach us Rabbi. Kanas Mal Shiyotzi. What is the halacha if the guy married her after we told him not to marry her? Does he have to divorce her? Do we break up this marriage? Meaning she didn't remarry. He divorced her and we told her you can never take her back. And he went and took her back. Do we walk in and say, listen, we told you can never take her back. Out. We're not. Rashi. I didn't finish the Rashi before. Shem Rashi Yotzala Le'yachzer. For the precious time, Hashem Etinatza Le'yachar. Le'yitzikah Le'la'azer Rishin. And the rumor will go out on the first rumor. Yishakar Hayam. Yitzcharet HaMegarish. He will change his mind. Behem Eliyah Yisidei Shekein. Who I would have never divorced. Kanas Ma'ashi Yaitzi. Imakzira Ma'ashi Le'kifena Le'yitzi. He didn't get remarried. And she remarried the first guy. Can we force him to break up the marriage? Because we told him, sir, you're not allowed to marry her ever. And he violated our directive. Do we break up the marriage or not? Amalai, So Rabbi Barav Nachman answered Rabbi Barav Huna. Tanina, it's our Mishnah. Hanitan alaychus ish vaitziya mitachus yadai. If somebody is accused, now again we are learning like the second parents, not with Adam. The Gemara is going to ask, wasn't that Adam? We'll see in a minute. Somebody is accused of living with an aychus ish, and the husband voluntarily divorced her. We tell him not to marry her, and if he does, we break up the marriage. So we see that when people don't follow our directive, right? And that's a similar case. The Gemara is going to make a difference very soon. It's a similar case. There's a rumor about her, and she got divorced, and the guy with the rumor married her, we break it up. Can I finish? The Gemara is going to ask you a question. No questions until we get to the Mishnah. So the Gemara is saying, just like there, it's a breakup of a marriage because of a rumor, and then the guy marries her, the other guy marries her, we step in. That means whatever marriages are broken up because of rumors, we don't allow anybody to break our directive. And if they do, we make him get divorced. That's what we're trying to say. There it's a marriage, breakup of a marriage because of a rumor. Here it's a breakup of a marriage because of a rumor. In both cases, we told them, you can't marry her, you can never remarry her. And over there, if he marries her, we say out. Over here, if he remarries her, we say out too. That's what Rabbi Barav Nachman said. They're both cases where marriage is being broken up because of a rumor. And over there, we told the guy the rumor was about, don't you dare remarry her. And over here, we told the husband, don't you dare remarry her. There we break it up. This is what Rabbi Barav Nachman compared. There we broke it up, here we break it up. Dr. Gemara, Amar Lo Bitami, it's no comparison. Hasamai Tziu, there they were Adam. There wasn't a rumor over there. Rob said that case is talking about, we made the guy divorce her. He's biblically not allowed, she's not allowed to marry the adulterer. That's what Rob said, Beidah Tziu, while we broke the marriage up, we only break a marriage up by Adam. That's why we don't make it up. Here he did it voluntarily. Nobody made him divorce her, the husband. Dr. Gemara, Rabbi Barav Nachman, Masnisa. He had a girus in the Mishnah that it's not Adam, it's because of a rumor, and the guy voluntarily divorced her. And therefore, to him, it was a comparable case. Both marriages are being broken up because of rumors. In one case, we told her, because of the rumor, don't marry the adulterer. She does, we break it up. In this case, we told him, because of the rumor, don't you dare remarry her. He does, we break it up. Dr. Gemara, Vakatimi Dami, Hasam Baal Hakabayo, Hasam Bayo. Here it's the husband remarrying her. It's not an other person that we said not to marry her. It's a guy taking his own wife back. There, it's the accused adulterer. How can you compare the two? Amalai, Shaper Dami Adadi, I see it as equal. Hakiyam Rabbanon Yoyichnasim Kamashaitzi. There they said, don't marry her, and if you do, we break it up. Hakanam Yam Rabbanon Yoyichnasim Kamashaitzi. To me, it's the same. We told you no. There's a rumor involved. We told you no. We told you no. And then, to me, it's equal. Dr. Gemar Velahi. It's no comparison. Hasam Alumi Alma Lakola. Hakamin and Kamli Lakola Velasa. It's the exact opposite. Over there, by the accused adulterer marrying her, he's reinforcing the rumor. So, of course, we break it up. He's saying it was true. And if it was true, he has no right to marry her. Why are you marrying her if you're an accused adulterer? We told you not to marry her. We don't know you're an adulterer. But there's a rumor out there that you were messing around with this woman. And now you're marrying her? You're reinforcing that rumor. We're not going to let that. Because if it's true, you have no right to marry her. Here, the husband is divorcing because of a rumor. If he remarries her, that means he's saying the rumor is not true. He's not reinforcing the rumor. He's taking away the rumor. Why should we break up the marriage? She didn't marry anybody else. True, we don't want him taking her back because we don't want a problem if somebody else marries her. But at this point, he's not doing anything that's terrible. He's not reinforcing anything that's wrong. So maybe we do break it up, maybe we don't break it up, but it's not a comparison to the case of the Mishnah when she was marrying the accused adulterer, which is what Avraham Cohen wanted to ask right away, and that's why I told him to wait to the Mishnah.
What if the adulterer is just a Baal Chesed, and it really was a rumor? No one's going to marry this woman based on this rumor. He's the only one that's going to marry her because no one, everyone is suspected. So he's not married because
he
wasn't true.
Knows it wasn't true.
Wasn't true, but you know, but he's doing the Chesed. No one.
Is it bad for her?
Yeah. No one else.
Very
important.
Those people are not as
yeah, the people
that. That was a like the concept I didn't expect from you. Gila died to Shakai Lemus, Vanessa like. That means he's assuming it's true. Just like by the adulterer, we make him divorce her because he's enforcing the Kail. Here, by divorcing her, he's enforcing the Kail. Isn't that the Edom? How could I see if I go after Drabonin, who is only rabbinic? His gears in the Mishnah was with no Edom. She's only uttered to the accused adulterer because of wagging lips, which is rabbinic. What's the husband taking her back? Not unseemly. It's unseemly that the accused adulterer should be marrying her. They're so similar. He's strengthening the first Kail. That the rumor was true. If anything, he's undermining the whole rumor. He must have checked it out. So therefore, again, we tell her she can't marry him. He can't marry her again. That's to protect her in case she gets remarried. But if she does marry her, maybe we don't intervene. We have no raya. All we're saying is it's no proof from the case of the accused adulterer. Was there his marrying her is reinforcing the rumor. Now, you know, your question about Baal Chesed is not a question. The world out there doesn't assume that the accused adulterer is being a Baal Chesed. That's not what's happening out in the street. In the street they're saying, they just reinforced the rumor. So we have to react to that. We're watching something unfold that is being assumed to be an Aveira. We don't know he's a Baal Chesed. You're saying perhaps he's a Baal Chesed. By the way, announcements don't work anymore.
But why can't Benson just say, if you bury her, you got low yachts here? So right now, you better investigate now. I don't get it. Why can't we just say that?
The question is, do we say it or not?
So why don't we say it?
Because maybe it's a rabbinic recommendation.
No, because there'll be problems later on. So
Let me explain something. By telling her he can't remarry her, we are removing every condition from the get. That's all we want. We don't really care if he remarries her or not. There's nothing wrong if he remarries her. We just want to make sure that the get's unconditional. So by telling her he can never remarry her, we have removed the implied condition from the get. It was a final divorce. He'll never be able to come and tell that the divorce is not true.
Okay.
That's all we needed.
Right.
Now he went ahead and remarried her.
Okay.
So do we make it up or not? Why should we?
You mean nothing negative can happen, you mean?
Yeah.
But nothing negative can happen because he took her back.
We needed to tell him he can't take her back to make the get unconditional.
Meaning, if not, she wears this, yeah, have a kid.
But now, she went ahead and remarried him. She broke our directive. But nothing bad's going to happen. It's not saying that the get was conditional. The get was unconditional. He's taking her back. But the Rabbanan told him no. He's violating rabbinic law. They told him, don't marry her. That's how we made the get unconditional, by banning him from remarriage.
She does tshuva?
Exactly. That's what we don't want conditions in the get. There's an implied condition here. We want to remove the implied conditions. So we tell him, if this is final, no condition. He divorces it. We accomplished what we wanted to accomplish. But we accomplished it by making a rabbinic ban of him remarrying her. He violates the rabbinic ban. Do we break it up or not? We told the guy who's accused of living with a non-Jewish lady not to marry the woman, and when he does, we don't break it up. We told the man who's accused of adultery with the guy's wife not to marry the woman if he does, according to the way Rabbah learns, we do break it up. So now, what do we do here? So Rabbah Bar of Nachman said, listen, they're both breakups because of rumors. If we break it up there, we break it up here. And the Gemara's answer is, it's a totally different set of circumstances. There, his marriage of her is substantiating a rumor. Here, it's removing anything. Why should we not let him marry? I mean, we told him not to marry her. We had to tell him not to marry her. That's what made the get unconditional. But now that we've accomplished what we wanted to accomplish, if he does remarry her, should we get involved?
Third part, not to marry, so we tell them?
No, why not? The get was unconditional.
He can't go back.
Well, once you married the second, she married the second husband, she can never go back to the first husband.
Why didn't he mention Bubba
Avera? He's Ivor. You're right. He's not everybody is Ivor Drabona, so we get involved. That's the question. Are we breaking up a marriage because...
I mean,
right? Is he? Or he wasn't supposed to marry her. He didn't marry her. Now he's married to her. I don't know. It's a good question. Is he violating rabbinic law every time he lives with her? I don't think so. I think the rabbinic law was violated when he married her.
That's it.
Again, that's what I think. You know, if you bring me proof otherwise, I can't dispute you. That's my feeling.
So this is... What Moshe asked before, every time they give a get, do they ask why you're getting divorced?
No, because there's no reason to assume a condition. Here we know why he's divorcing her. He comes into bed and says,
If a guy walks
into
bed, I want to give my wife.
There's no implied condition.
It retroactively says I was just conditioned.
Tough luck, you never told us. You can't make conditions retroactive. The problem here is there's an implied condition due to the fact he told us why he's divorcing her. He didn't say, I'm doing it conditionally, but he let us know why he's divorcing her, which gives an implied condition. So we want to remove that implied condition.
Why not just say, instead of forbidding her to marry him ever again, why not just say, we're not divorcing you unless you say that your get is unconditional?
Make him say it explicitly.
Then he's methodical, I don't know. I don't know. I don't have an answer.
We're talking here where there's a rumor of Lee Aiden, right?
Correct. But this shame has nothing to do with milk necessarily. I don't know why Posh is assuming that. Who says the shame has to do with milk? The shame can be about anything.
I don't see no.
What's the difference about
a rumor that was for a day and a half or something?
That's because when we get involved in breaking up a marriage according to Rebbe. Rebbe said we break up a marriage based on a coil. Right. So that rumor has to be a day and a half.
Isn't that what...
It's nothing to do with this. It's a husband walking into bed and says, listen, I don't want to stay married to my wife. This has nothing to do with Bezin getting involved.
It has nothing to do with the pool?
No. I told you, I started off, I said, the Mishnah getting that has zero to do with our sugya. He himself comes in and says, people are saying things about my wife. It's nothing to do, we didn't get involved, the city is not talking about it. He's bothered by something that he's hearing about his wife.
What do you mean? Why has it called?
Who said that? See, the problem is there's an assumption being made that Shame Ra means it's a call that she was Mazana. That's not true.
Not Mazana, that's Shame, whatever they're talking about.
Fine. Shame Ra, if she speaks Lashon Hara. Doesn't want to be married to a woman that's big
money. Call. There's a call going out.
Fine. Call it a call.
He witnesses her doing something like that. He's
no, he's
straight. He witnesses.
That's my Shavuot. He comes in and says, I'm divorcing her. He doesn't have the pair of slipper. He witnesses. He's not going to come back and say it wasn't true. Why not? He's not going to mess up the get. He saw her divorce. He saw her eating tray.
We're saying all about a suspected adulterer. We're saying bad
things. This has nothing to do with suspected adulterers. I'm trying to tell you. You're schlepping in. I started off and I wanted to. I knew you would start this. Therefore, I said right away at the beginning, the Mishnah in Gittin has zero to do with adultery. Zero to do with adultery. It's nothing to do with our Mishnah. A guy walks into Bezin and says, I don't like what I'm hearing about my wife. I want a divorce. That's what happened. How he heard about his wife, I don't know.
I don't like what I heard about my wife, or I heard my wife is dishonest. Why is it? It might be different, but it's not necessarily different. Why?
Because the shame rod that he's hearing is not banning him for him. The coil that he's hearing is saying you're not supposed to be married to her. There's a big difference.
What?
The shame rod is not anything that offers him from staying with her. He's
If a lady doesn't keep the money,
you don't have to divorce her.
You don't?
No.
Usher to you.
Do I recommend a guy live with a woman that's not keeping mitzvahs? No, because he's going to eat treif and he's going to end up doing a lot of things that are usher. But the Torah never says you have to divorce a woman that eats treif. If she's Madonna, you got to get rid of her. Right, so at least he feels he should be divorced her because maybe she did live with that. It's something that he's afraid is, it's not usher. He doesn't have to believe the rumor.
Right.
But if he does, it's a different level than the guy who hears that his wife did something else wrong and feels like he doesn't want to live with her.
Why is that different than the rumor that she did a Zohar,
she did Mechal Shabbos? Because that has nothing to do with the integrity of the marriage. That's why. So I knew this would happen, and that's why I started off. I said, do not compare the two cases.
Good to see you here.
I understand. Very good. Doctor Mishnevet, I maybe get. Somebody brings a get from overseas. Now the halacha is in the time over there. It's the get. We don't. I'm not gonna get in halacha lemaisa. What happened was in Bavel, Eretz Yisrael, there were two problems with getting. Rashi brings one of them. The Gemara brings two of them. The Gemara in Gittin. Interesting that Rashi picks the one that's not the one we passed him, but it doesn't make a difference. When people lived in Eretz Yisrael, and people brought a get from Bavel, the messenger who brought it had to testify that he watched it being written and signed. The reason for it was one of twofold. Either because in Bavel they weren't aware of the halachas of Lishma, there was a general lack of knowledge in the time of the Mishnayos, that didn't have to be written for the woman and signed for the woman. Can't be a get written with random names that happen to work out. So we needed the shliach to say, I watched it being written and signed for her. Or because we were afraid that her husband would come later on and come and claim that he never wrote the get, and that this is a forgery. So we had the shliach testify that he watched it being written and signed. Now, the Gemara in Gittin deals with the fact that the shliach is only an Eid Echad, and how do we believe him? That's not the sugya over here. I'm not getting involved in that now. That's for Gittin da Beis HaMedeis, Gimel HaMed Aleph, Merit Hashem, one day we will get there. What we want now is that we are relying on the validity of the get based on this man, the guy who brings the get, and says, B'fanei nechta, in front of me it was written and signed, and removes the problems that we might have. How he removes them is not negayna. He makes this get a valid get. It's his telling us those words that makes us accept this get and work with it. And now He wants to marry her. This looks funny. He's the guy that told us that she's divorced, and now he turns around and marries her. We don't like that. Lo yisnas ishta. Sorry, sir. You're not to marry this woman. Because there's hanky. It looks suspicious. Without your words, she wouldn't be divorced. Based on your words, she's divorced. And now you're marrying her? Rashi.
Let's marry her.
Dr. Rashi. Hamevi gat mabdina sayam. Tark shiayim b'fane nechta b'fane nechta. The time of the farish begitna v'shem b'kiyin l'shma. In Bubba, they didn't know the halacha of l'shma. So we required the messenger to say that he thought was done l'shma.
We tell the rabbi.
Well, he says, Ishta, can I finish, Rashi? How about the burei samchinan? We're relying on his words. His words make the get work. If he marries her, it places suspicion on his words. So rabbinically, we say, you can't marry her. Yes, Rabbi Cohn.
We tell the rabbi, a couple comes into the rabbi's office and says, when we get divorced, the rabbi's supposed to talk to the child to keep the marriage. He says, there's no hope here over here. Divorce, there's no hope.
So what do you?
And then he went and married her. Can he marry her?
The Mishnah doesn't talk about that. You want to know if the Masadra get can marry her.
Right.
And the answer is, yes, he can, really, because it was a valid get. There's nothing suspicious about the validity of the get. Here, this guy's making the get valid. The rabbi's not the one making the get valid. The rabbi just instructing the cipher and the Edom to sign, and they make the get valid.
About one of the
Edom. We'll talk about all that's coming up.
Who is this?
This is the messenger. He's one person. Yes. And I said, the Sugyan Gittin on the Bezim and Bez is why we believe him. He's only an Eid Echad. So, Mesh Hashem, when we get to Gittin on the Bezim and Bez, we will deal with it. Next case in the Mishnah.
Rabbi, can I ask a quick question on the previous one?
Anybody asking a question?
Yeah, I was just asking before we leave this one if I could ask a quick question on it. This only involves a shaliach for a foreign signed get, so to speak. Why? I'm not quite clear why we wouldn't also apply that to a local get, since we do need two Edom, and the problem with one Edom could compromise the fact that locally
we'll talk about
we need two Edom.
This will be dealt with.
All right, and the next question I had was what about the in a foreign get? What about the shaliach's son? Could the shaliach's son marry her?
Doesn't say not. We have a concept, and I know that it can be questioned. People don't sin for somebody else's benefit; they only sin for their own benefit. Now, there are people that sin for their son's benefit. That's why the question is. But basically, we say people sin for their own benefit. They don't usually sin for somebody else's benefit.
It seemed like he would have a benefit from marrying up a son, but I get it. Thank you.
Yeah, but I don't know that well. Mace, what if a guy comes and testifies that Reuven died? And if Eid Echad is believed, as we will discuss this later in Masechta Yevamos, again, we trust one witness, Rabbi Cohn. We trust one witness to say that a woman's husband died, and we let her get remarried. Now he wants to marry her. He comes in and says her husband died, and now he wants to marry her. Or he says, Harachtiv, I killed her husband. Or he says, Haragnuhu, I was part of a group that killed her husband. Lo yisnas ishta. We can't let him get married because... It's based on his testimony that we're allowing the woman to get married. Obviously, we can't let him marry her. Rashi, Meis haraktiv haragnu la yisa ishtoi, hayav haladusa hi nisus. Since she's getting married because of his testimony, ikil lazis fasayim, his loose lips, shema enof nasimba. People will say, he wanted to marry her, vehei check her. And he testified that the man died. It's not true. She can marry somebody else. The Isha, this is Bein Echad. This is one of the cases that we believe one witness. And the reason for that is, in Masechtas Yevamos, Daf Tzadi, whatever it is, in the Tzadi Gimel Amud Beis, we will see that when we get to the 10th Perek.
Once you know
What should I say? He died.
No, because there's a machlokes is coming up. That's why. Rabbi Yehuda, I'm a rabbi to the Nazi Ishtar. Rabbi Yehuda argues. The Tanakhama says she can't marry him, but she can marry somebody else. The guy says, I killed him. We're relying on his testimony to let her get married. We're not letting her marry him, but we're letting her marry somebody else. That's what the Tanakhama said. Rabbi Yehuda says, he's a Russia. He says, I killed him. How can we even listen to the guy? The guy's a Russia.
What?
He killed somebody.
Oh, maybe he's self-defense. That's right.
Well, a guy says, I killed somebody to Russia. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says. But if he says, I'm part of a group, then we do listen to him, and the Gemara's going to want to know what's the difference. Russia's a Russia, is a Russia, is a Russia. Rashi. If we don't even let him marry somebody else, he's who makes him out from Russia. He's saying, I committed murder. Does the Gemara Rashi l'acher? The Gemara by time, but the Gemara's going to want to know what is the difference.
Another woman?
No, another man. Reuven walks in and says,
I
killed... Zakti Gemara Weiter. Time of the Mamzina Sayyab. The reason we don't let the Shliach who brings the get marry the woman is because he's coming from a faraway country. Because we're relying on his testimony that he watched the writing and the signing as a get. Therefore, we can't let him marry her. Avum Eretz Yisrael. But in Eretz Yisrael, where everybody knows Halacha Lishma, and therefore a shliach that brings a get does not have to say b'fanei nechtam. The Lav Alek is Samchinan, Yisrael Tishta. But in Eretz Yisrael, that we don't rely on him, we do let him marry the woman. The Mishnah said, the guy who brings the get from Bavel, we don't let him marry the woman because he made the get valid by saying he watched it being signed or sealed. But let's say the guy brought a get from Yerushalayim to Tel Aviv. And Eretz Yisrael, everybody knows Lishma. So Chazal did not require that the messenger tell us b'fanei nechtam. He's a delivery boy. He delivers the get from Yerushalayim to Tel Aviv. He doesn't have to say b'fanei nechtam. He is not validating the get. That's what the Gemara says in Gittin. We're not going to get involved in that. Now, the Gemara in Gittin says in Eretz Yisrael, everybody knows Lishma.
Let me finish.
Because they learned the
Cheder. No. How do people know now at Bavel, wherever we are in St. Louis, that there was a divorce?
The get,
right? Who brought the get?
Bringing the get is a delivery boy. He's a mailman.
But it wouldn't know otherwise.
He's not validating it.
But yes,
he's
you know what he's doing? He's making it known.
That's not a get. Hold a second. He's delivering a get that was written and
he's
signed.
He's making it known. There's no other way that he's the only person coming from there.
So what's the suspicion? That what? What are we suspecting now? What are we suspecting? Tell us what could go wrong here.
He's bringing it here.
Yeah.
They're going to say she's divorced?
It's true, there's a get.
That's right. But that's the only way the Benson knows is because of him.
Again, what could go wrong? What are we suspecting him of? In the case of b'fanei nechtam, we're suspecting that he's lying. That it wasn't b'fanei nechtam.
And there was no get.
That a get wasn't valid.
Right.
And he's making the get valid.
Meaning she really wasn't divorced.
Correct.
Mashenkin here.
She's divorced.
She's divorced.
So what's he doing?
He's not doing anything to help him. That's why.
He's just a delivery boy.
No. The point that he's not gaining anything by.
He's not doing anything to validate the get.
No, but it's more like...
What are we suspecting him of? That he's lying what?
Does the shliach have to know whose get it is?
He didn't have a get with him?
Or the shliach just has to go to Bezdin?
All right, I can't talk to two people one time.
He didn't have a get with him. He didn't have a get with He just says, I know she got divorced.
He's an Eid Echad. He's not believed. Who's he? Where's the get? She's here. He's delivering the get. The woman lives in Tel Aviv. He's bringing the get. The husband lives in Yerushalayim.
What did he fabricate the horse? She didn't say she got him, just delivery boy. He made up the whole thing.
Well, so then you get every star ever who says it wasn't forged. The answer is we rely on the concept that people will recognize signatures. Which is a sugya in Gittin. This is dealt with extensively in the Masechta of Gittin. But delivery boys are only delivery boys. You know, by today, I'm just going to say it aside. Today, the way we get around this, when they mail Gittin to other cities, is they have a bezin. Reuven is divorcing his wife. He's in Cleveland, and she's in Moscow. Or she's in South Africa. So what do we do? Reuven is divorcing his wife. He comes to the Rav. There's a cipher, there's Adim, and then we call the other two people to be a bezin together with the Rav. And then we have a shliach here, and he's appointed to take the shliach, to take the get to South Africa. And he goes to the bezin and he says, I am telling you, b'fanai nechtam. I watched the get being written and signed, it was done correctly. And he gives it to bezin. Once bezin received the get from the messenger, bezin can authorize a messenger elsewhere, and he doesn't have to say b'fanai nechtam. All he has to say is, I'm a messenger of bezin. And bezin did it right. So the bezin here authorizes somebody in Johannesburg to be the shliach. And that messenger will tell the bezin in South Africa, I was appointed by the bezin in Cleveland. And then, they mail the get. They mail the get to the shliach. They make simonim, so the rabbi in South Africa knows what to look for to know that this is not a different get that was sent. The messenger in South Africa cannot say b'fanai nechtam, because he never saw it. But he is a messenger from bezin. Bezin can appoint a messenger, and all he has to say is shliach bezin ani. And therefore, bezin made sure it was b'fanai nechtam, and he took care of it. That's how they do it today. So many times I was involved in that. I was a bezin member. Either when the get was written here and being mailed, or when the get is received here, the guy appointed as the shliach had to tell me, with two other people, shliach bezin ani. I am a shliach of that bezin. And therefore we can authorize the giving of the get. Okay, we'll continue Monday morning.